This is not April Fools. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. There is a substantial portion of the Gospels when Jesus Christ is speaking to certain people of a certain religious sect where he contradicts them and explains to them the evil and the wrong that they have done. And it goes something like this. The people of that other sect talk about their oral traditions, the traditions of the elders, the precepts of the elders. And Jesus Christ immediately retorts and says, "Why do you undermine the law of God with your traditions?" And then he gives an example. And this is in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. And Jesus basically quoted back one of their traditions. And then he contradicted them with the Holy Scripture. Later on, we find that Jesus Christ explicitly warns his followers, his disciples, to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware. And when he says something like that, there's a reason for it. It's not just because he needed to fill up space in the Bible. It's because he knew it was going to be a problem. And so as I reflect on modern evangelicalism, I pick on them because I'm more or less of that tradition. I'm a Christian, and I believe in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. You find that the church is utterly infected with this tradition, the traditions of men, with the leaven of the Pharisees. Here are a couple of examples of this. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Where did that come from? That's an oral tradition. That's exactly what the Pharisees invented. So that's called the Talmud for Christianity. And so we have developed a tradition of loving everybody. We just love everybody. We're going to love the homosexual. We're going to love the Muslim. We're going to love the atheist. We're going to love the evolutionist. We're going to love the, you name it. Oh, we just have to love them into the kingdom of God and then we surround it with other scriptures. The kindness and mercy of God leads to repentance. Well, fine. That is the mercy of God. But as we dig down and drill down and see how Jesus actually spoke to people, you see that he did something quite different. He called people evil. Jesus Christ called individual people evil and groups of people evil people. He didn't say, "What you're doing is evil, stop." He says, you are evil. Here's a couple of examples. Luke 6:45. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person, out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, there's a great movement on in the United States today to normalize the sexual destruction of children, transgender. Apparently, in the White House, they had some thing recently about that. Normalizing transgenderism, normalizing transsexualism. Fox News hired Bruce Jenner, who changed his first name. He didn't change his sex. You can't change your chromosome from XY to XX, but he claims he did. These are not people doing evil things. These are evil people. Matthew 12:34, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you're evil?" And everybody knows who he was talking to. He was talking to the Pharisees, the leaders of that certain sect. "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil?" And so the church has done what the Pharisees did. They've come up with their own oral traditions, the precepts of men, very much like the Talmud. And they've surrounded the Holy Scripture in this stuff, and they would suppress even the words of the Messiah, of the Son of God, in order to elevate their traditions. I can't think of a more perfect example than this one. love the sinner, hate the sin. Do I need to quote to you, what is it, Psalm 139? Psalm 139, do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? Psalm 139, verse 21. So, you know, there's a reason that the church has no effect. There's a reason that the church has been tossed out like flavorless salt and is trampled under the feet of men. This is why. We're so afraid of being offensive, and we've created essentially a new religion. And the religion revolves around the idea that we can't be offensive and we have to love everybody, that Jesus was tolerant and diverse and accepting. And it is, they got a scripture here and a scripture there for that. I got that. So did the Pharisees. But then you dig down and you see what Jesus Christ said and how he spoke to people, and people are terrified. They're terrified of what Jesus Christ actually said. I've covered that a lot here at bloodandfaith.com. Not going to get all into it, but they're like, oh my God, I can't, that's not very Christian. And so we've done essentially what they did. We've done exactly what the Pharisees did. We've done exactly the thing that Jesus Christ warned against. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Your traditions of men, man, your precepts of men, traditions of the elders. Well, we can't, you know, we have to just love them. We can't be offensive. You know, what would Jesus do? And, you know, what would Jesus do? Man, go read your Bible. What would Jesus do? You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? Matthew 12:34. That's what Jesus would do. That's what Jesus would do. Don't give me this WWJD bumper sticker. This is what Jesus would do. He got right up in their grill. He says, you brood of vipers, you children of the serpent, how can you speak good when you are evil? So here's this very senior politician. He comes out there for this. Oh, I just, it burns me. It turns my stomach because he's assaulting little children. He's using his office to assault little children and normalize the destruction of children. He's grooming children for sexual destruction. This man's not stupid. He's not senile. He's not confused. He's evil. He's evil, according to the words of Jesus Christ in Luke 6:45, Matthew 12:34. Here's what he said. He's using his office. He says, to the parents of transgender children, affirming your child's claimed gender is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. No, it's not. That's a lie. First of all, he's a liar like his father is a liar. That's one of the most powerful things you can do to utterly destroy a child. To utterly destroy him. So when you have a man involved in the utter destruction of children, he's not confused. He's not a talking head. He's not senile. He's evil. He's evil. And so are those supporting him. Luke 17:2. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. There's something about when you go after the children that is so heinous and so evil that you get the immediate attention of the Almighty. You get the attention of the Almighty. What do you think they were doing in Sodom and Gomorrah? It wasn't just two fags in a closet. They had normalized this down to the children. How do I know that? Look what happened with Lot and his daughters. Look what happened to Lot and his daughters. They just figured, well, this is normal. This is how it works. Lot flees with his daughters and his wife. Wife turns back because she, you know, thought that was pretty normal. She turns into a pillar of salt. They go on up and they're camping out somewhere for a while. And the daughters get the dad loaded and they have sex with him. Perfectly normal. Perfectly normal for a kid growing up in Sodom and Gomorrah. That stuff was normalized. It was normalized. And that's what we're doing today in the United States. That's what the guy that lives in the White House is doing to children. If God did that to Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't know. And if all this stuff that is going on that we know is going on, whether it's the Epstein Island or the Catholic Church, not going to leave them out of it, not going to leave them out of it, or Disneyland and Disney World and Disney movies, want to have transgender kids now in all their shows, it's called child abuse. It's called grooming children for sexual destruction. And the newspapers won't touch it. They cover for them. They protect them. Shall I make mention of the latest Supreme Court nominee? It's become institutionalized, the abuse of children. So what does that portend for our future? Not good. Not good. But yeah, I can't change the world, the country, them. But you know what? I can point out some things, and I'm gonna point to my own house. I'm gonna point to my own household. I'm gonna point to the evangelicals, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, you've erected some traditions of men that overrule the very words of the Master. You've erected these precepts, and you've imbibed of the leaven of the Pharisees. This is what the leaven of the Pharisees is. It's inventing these precepts and traditions that overrule the Word of God." And you can gussy it up, you can justify it, you can find a way to say this is the way it should be. But at the end of the day, there's something deeply poisonous in that leaven. That's why Jesus Christ spent the time to point it out. That's why Jesus Christ got up in their grill, Matthew 15, and made it explicit. That's why Jesus Christ told his disciples, beware, 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 beware their leaven. Your little oral traditions that undermine the Word of God. And so you got the kinder, gentler church out there that has rebranded Jesus Christ, has got a new marketing campaign for him, the kinder, gentler Jesus Christ. And they won't say what the guy said. They won't say what he says. They'll find the things that they like. There's not many things that they can find that they like that he says. So they said, oh, well, you know, he likes the kids. Yeah, oh, he does. He does. And that's why he says right here in Luke 17, you touch these kids, man. You touch these kids, it'd be better that you jump over a boat with a millstone wrapped around your neck. You don't touch the kids. You don't do that. Well, that's a little harsh, Fritz. That's just, aren't you being a little judgmental? That's what I mean. So the church wanders around, thou shalt not judge. Well, when you say that to me, aren't you judging me? Actually, they are. Anybody that goes around and says, oh, you're judging, thou shalt not judge. They're judging. They are judging. They're hypocrites. Jesus Christ walked around judging people all day, every day. All day, every day, he judged people. The good person out of the good treasure of their heart produces good. The evil person out of his treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When people are out there promoting evil, when they're grooming children for sexual destruction, like Joe Biden is, and his staff is, and his administration is, and a good portion of this country is, they're not good people doing bad things. They're evil people. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. They're evil. Disney's evil. There's a certain portion of the Catholic Church that is utterly depraved and evil. Not all of them. Not everything. Not everybody. Now is not the time to keep quiet because you're afraid. We're in this mess because the church has been afraid, and we've imbibed deeply of the leaven of the Pharisees, and we've tried to create a new, kinder, gentler religion and rebrand Jesus Christ. Kept Jesus Christ in the closet because you read what he says and people get offended. Well, I can't believe anybody would be offended by Jesus Christ. Read the Gospels. Just read the Gospels. His disciples were very clear. They came up to Jesus and said, "Jesus, man, don't you know that you're offending the Pharisees when you say these things?" I mean, you don't even have to read into it. You don't even have to guess. His own disciples said that he was offensive and offending the most religious people around. "You brood of vipers." He's calling people. He says, "Look, your father's the devil." And he didn't necessarily say this to people that had, these rank immoral lifestyles. The Pharisees were, pretty straight and narrow. They had pretty high moral standards, better than mine. But he says, "Look, you're whitewashed tombs. On the outside, you look great, but inside, you're evil." John chapter 8. So look, here's what I'm saying. We ain't getting out of this by doing the same thing we've done for the last 50, 80, 100 years. Church, in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, Western Europe. You want this little safe little religion. Because it's safe and it's inoffensive and the devil's not going to bother you. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It's safe, it's inoffensive, and the devil won't bother you. That's why our countries are going to hell. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.